Liam spread his arms wide, slowing his velocity to catch the wind. He was traveling 305 meters every 6.5 seconds. The dark sky quickly released its embrace of him as he neared his destination. His team was performing a high-altitude low-opening, or halo jump, over enemy territory. It had been a while since he jumped, and ironically, his first stop as Bravo 4 had been 20 kilometers away from today's drop zone. Joining the team was a decision he didn't regret, and he knew he never would. All the ops, the lives saved, every single moment, it had all been worth it. He took a few seconds to enjoy the silence, having forgotten how much he loved the feeling of flying, of sailing through the air like man was meant to be there. Liam spied the green numbers on his altimeter, checked his compass, then pulled the release to his chute. The parachute filled with air, slowing him down, and he gently tugged on the steering lines to bank into a turn and head toward the landing area. "This is Bravo 4. I'm in position," Liam announced over his radio to the lead jumper, Asher Hayes. Asher was Bravo 3, but he often took over for Luke Scott as Bravo 1 whenever Luke was unable to join operations. At the moment, Luke was on his honeymoon in Hawaii. Only a few days ago, Luke and Eva tied the knot in Vegas. And at the same time, Bravo 2, Owen, also married the love of his life. And unbeknownst to everyone, Liam, "This is Bravo 5. Knox's voice came over the line, interrupting Liam's thoughts. "I had a cutaway." "You good, Bravo 5? Asher asked. "Yeah, I'm good. The reserve saved my ass," Knox answered. Liam lined himself up with a target and the rest of the jumpers as they closed in on their position. The Argentinian government probably refused to greenlight an American backed op, so the president had to call in Liam's people. Of course, if anything happened to them, they'd be screwed, but that was the risk they took with every mission, even the ones on their own soil. Once Liam grounded his chute, removed his oxygen mask, and gathered up his gear, he approached Knox to make sure he was okay. "What the hell happened up there?" Liam's mind had been off ever since he'd left the hotel in Vegas after the double wedding on Sunday. Even now, it was as if the frequencies in his brain were jammed, and static cut through every fifth thought. So if anyone should have had a bad jump, he thought it would have been him. "It's been a long-ass time since we've done this." Knox knelt to check his gear. "I jumped stiff, pulled too early. Let's just say when we get home, I'll be jumping from a plane every weekend to ensure that shit doesn't happen again." Knox always owned his mistakes. He didn't sugarcoat anything, and Liam appreciated that about him. "Yeah, I should probably go with you," he replied, even though his mind kept whipping back to what had happened in Vegas. And no matter how many times he'd hit the kill switch, his thoughts had begun to convert from a slow trickle to an end-of-days type of flood. "I'm thinking we all should get our asses up in the sky after we're home," Asher joined the conversation. "Been too long for everyone." They weren't exactly jumping from C-130s with jump masters either. Since their teams didn't technically exist, they had less to work with. Liam surveyed the rest of the crew as they gathered to prep for part two, the extraction. Jessica and their latest CIA recruit, Harper Brooks, waited in position 5 kilometers away at the exfil site. He positioned his night vision goggles until the green hue filled his line of sight. "How certain are we our target is at the compound?" 80%, Asher answered. "Trust me, I'm not a fan of relying on intel from the CIA, but they said she'd be inside. So let's hope the CIA's asset got this right." "And we're not walking into a trap," Wyatt pointed out. It wouldn't be the first time. Asher held his palms in the air while tilting his head to the side, his way of saying, "Shit happens, and if it does, roll with it." "How many gods are there supposed to be again?" Liam asked. 8 to 10. Asher shifted his NVGs atop his helmet to find Liam's eyes, which prompted Liam to do the same. "Yo, you sure you're good?" Maybe he wasn't. Shit, he never forgot the details of an op. "Yeah, I'm fine." More like 6 tequila shots passed screwed, but he wasn't about to unleash his feelings on the boys as they geared up. "Why'd this damn drug lord have to crawl out of retirement?" Knox brought his gloved hands beneath his chin in prayer position. "He get bored sitting by his pool? This fucker would make El Chapo quake in his boots, so heads on a swivel tonight, boys," Asher said, repeating Luke's typical line before shit could go sideways and fast.